For a family dealing with opioid addiction, there are countless costs: emergency response, health care, lost jobs, rehab, criminal defense. These are costs that can easily run in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and you multiply those costs by 42,000 deaths and hundreds of thousands of overdoses across the country every year, and you begin to get a sense of the damage that addiction can do to families.
NPR's Yuki Noguchi has been following several families in Muncie, Indiana, who are grappling with the toll of opioid addiction, measured in money, anxiety, and heartache.
Last summer, I had come to Muncie to report on the opioid epidemic's effect on the workforce. There, I met Katina and Roger Johnson, who talked about missing work, delaying retirement, and taking care of their grandchildren because of their daughter Destiny's addiction. As we talked on their porch, Destiny surprised us, returning to her parents' home unexpectedly after being jailed on drug charges.
Which we love them.
Oh, this is my daughter.
This is Destiny.
Did you get out of jail?
Yes.
She's right here.
Oh, this is so great that you're here to see this.
Now, nearly 8 months later, Destiny lies silent in a coma. Small and pale, she looks buried in a tangle of hospital linens, machines, and tubes. Her mother, Katina Johnson, keeps vigil nearby. She's strung up lights, photo collages, and handwritten prayers.
We're just hoping she wakes up. They're not giving us much hope, though. That's just the way it is. But she suffered 10 to 12 strokes, mainly on the right side of her brain.
Doctors told her mother the strokes resulted from an overdose 2 weeks earlier. A person who was with Destiny called Katina to say her daughter was unresponsive. He gave her an address, then left before emergency workers arrived.
Yeah. He couldn't even stay with her. But I was glad he called. Some people don't even do that when it comes to an addict.
The Johnsons' harrowing experience with opioid addiction began about 7 years ago, when Destiny was 20. Before that, Destiny liked being class clown and playing board games. Her mother says she would have made a great cruise director. Instead, Destiny's addiction spun off a string of dramas, including prostitution, homelessness, jail time, a previous overdose, and now severe brain damage, if she survives. Katina Johnson and her husband now have custody of Destiny's 2-year-old son, Shad, and pay for his diapers and food. Katina says she read a recent newspaper article about the cost of opioid addiction.
I didn't hear one time mention the toll it was taking on the families, the addict's kids. Her troubles just kept piling on top of one and the other and the other and the other. They just buried themselves deeper and deeper, and, you know, cost after cost after cost of court costs and everything else.
If Destiny lives, she will need intensive, expensive long-term nursing. Her mother hopes state insurance will foot the bill for the weeks-long ICU stay. Still, the bills could outlast her.
I got a call from Atlas, from her today, and that's a collection agency. And I hate getting stuff like that while she's in this condition, you know. The second day she was in here, I got a court paper rolled up on my door, you know, for damage at some kind of apartment complex.
One local economist compares the opioid epidemic to a war. Those that survive can remain scarred for life. The economic loss can be measured in paychecks not earned, absent parents not coaching soccer, careers that end because of criminal drug charges. The heavy finality of a death or brain damage is heartbreaking. But the chaos of life with an active addict can be every bit as devastating. Karen Wrench grapples with that daily, sometimes coming to work after another sleepless night.
Shipping, you have a call on part one.
Wrench works at the reception desk at Mersix, a metal parts manufacturer in Muncie. Her home has become the stop of last resort for her 31-year-old grandson. He's been an addict for more than a decade.
The destruction they leave in their path is horrendous.
There are emotional body blows, she says, which cannot be measured, and the financial devastation, which can.
You put out money by handing the money. You put out the money by being stolen. You put out the money by the cost of wrecking a car. Rehab, prescriptions, and supporting him. I buy food. I replaced a door that he busted. It's endless. The dollars, those are real.
Wrench, who is 71, came out of retirement. Her grandson hasn't held a job for years, so she helped support his 5-year-old daughter.
How much have we spent on him? It's been in the hundreds of thousands. And we're working class people.
Is the reason you're working because of that?
Probably, yeah. I'm paying on 2 loans now that I took out for him. You know, I feel bad for myself. This isn't what I wanted to do at 71 years old. This is not the life I envisioned for him. When I rocked his baby, when she was first born, and I just cried because I could remember that, rocking him. And I thought, I don't even know what's going to happen to this baby because I had no idea what would happen to him.
She worries he will die. But there is also terror in watching the once athletic, handsome grandson turn bedraggled and mow down everything in his path.
We kind of don't have a feeling that it's going to be a good end. Wondering if it's going to be a suicide, an overdose, a prison sentence.
If it comes to that, Wrench says it won't matter what her family has already sacrificed. She'll still wonder what more she might have done. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Muncie, Indiana.
Now, since Yuki visited Muncie, there have been some developments. Destiny Johnson's mother reports that her daughter is regaining consciousness and is now out of the ICU.